Alex Marlowe, Texas mom jailed for trying to feed family while criminals released. By Robert Krajcik on May 7, 2020. Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlowe contrasted the recent release of convicted criminals in several states, ostensibly out of humanitarian concerns related to the coronavirus outbreak, with the sentencing of a woman in Dallas, Texas, to 7 days in jail for defying a coronavirus-related lockdown order by keeping her hair salon open for business. Marlowe highlighted Judge Eric Moy's sentencing of Shelley Luther, the hair salon owner, during a Breitbart News Facebook Live segment on Wednesday. This Texas hair salon owner has become a cause célèbre on the internet because she defied the Big Brother lockdown. She kept her salon, Salon La Mode, in Dallas open in defiance of the government. She refused to comply with some of the draconian demands of a particular judge, added Marlowe. She was asked by the judge, a guy named Eric Moy, during a contempt of court proceeding to not just apologize, but to suggest that she was selfish. That's correct. He said that she was selfish, and this was the claim that she needed to make, to avoid jail. Luther's response to Moy's request that she indict herself as selfish was shared by a Dallas-based reporter. Marlowe remarked, "This is not representing the United States that we all knew before we entered Coronaland. So the backlash has been severe all over the internet." Democrats and the broader left are advancing their ideological push to further erode human freedom under the guise of protecting public health, observed Marlowe. In Coronaland, the authoritarians, typically on the left, typically the Democrat Party, are not seeing this as simply a virus, for which we must try to smash the curve and get people back to work, Marlowe stated. They're seeing this as an opportunity to consolidate power. Marlowe went on, "You see this with folks like Nancy Pelosi pushing for vote by mail, or cheat by mail. You see it with Joe Biden saying that this is an opportunity to fundamentally transform the country. Many Democrats are echoing this exact sentiment." Needless to say, Moy is a guy who's on the left, Marlowe added. Those who are empowered want to consolidate more power in times of crisis. This has always been the way authoritarians operate. Marlowe contrasted Luther's sentencing with the release of criminals during the coronavirus outbreak. Breitbart News reported, "Twice deported illegal alien arrested in a domestic violence dispute has been freed back into the local community in Culpeper, Virginia, after testing positive for the Chinese coronavirus. Two of the police officers who arrested him have also since tested positive for the virus." Marlowe assessed, "The hypocrisy angle is so severe it almost boggles the mind. Last night, two cops contracted coronavirus after arresting a twice deported and since released infected illegal alien." Marlowe recalled the recent charging of an illegal alien from Guatemala with reckless tampering of a product, risking injury or death after allegedly spitting on fruit in a Walmart in Volusia County, Florida. Breitbart News reported on the release of a sex offender in California during the coronavirus outbreak. One of seven high-risk sex offenders released from prison in Orange County, California, by Court Commissioner Joseph Dane, has already been rearrested weeks later for sex crimes. Rudy William Grajeda Magdaleno, 39, was rearrested in Orange County this week, less than 3 weeks after he was released from prison, for allegedly exposing himself to Parole Resource Center employees on April 17, according to Santa Ana law enforcement officials. Marlowe said, "We don't want the criminals trapped in jail because they could get the virus, so that we can make room for Shelley Luther for violating the authoritarian orders." Illinois freed 4,000 inmates, including murderers and sex offenders, due to the coronavirus, trying to get people out of jail, recalled Marlowe. Marlowe concluded, "This is where people start losing faith in their institutions. When you start seeing that the institutions are out there to punish taxpayers like Shelley Luther who are trying to provide a service and have been told by the government she can't, even if that means she can't feed her kids, and the community loses a vibrant member. Yet we have to release the guy who's exposing himself to parole officers and murderers." Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.